All right, so today we're going to be taking a deep dive into a case, a really chilling one, actually. From the archives of NextChapterNews.com's True Crime series,
Okay.
it's the 1993 murder of Chuck Porter.
Oh, yeah, I remember this case. This one was unsettling.
Yeah.
A lot of our readers were really disturbed by this one.
Right, and for those of you who are familiar with our work, you know that we like to go back and revisit these cold cases sometimes. You know, just to try and get a better understanding of what might have happened or if there are any new angles we can look at.
Exactly.
Especially with, you know, the passage of time and technology changing and things like that.
Yeah.
But this one is, this isn't just another file in a cold case cabinet.
No.
The circumstances around this crime, and we documented this extensively on nextchapternews.com, are what make this one so disturbing.
Yeah, I mean, it seemed like a pretty ordinary day, right?
Yeah.
It was a Sunday afternoon, September 26, 1993.
Yep.
Interstate 85, you know, major thoroughfare, busy with travelers, but, at, you know, just a typical rest stop in Cleveland County, North Carolina. Something really sinister happened.
Yeah. And the victim, Charles Alvin Chuck Porter, was just a part of that everyday normalcy. He was just going about his business.
Right.
He was a 39-year-old employee of the North Carolina Department of Transportation, NCDOT, and his job was literally to take care of that very rest stop.
Right.
You think about that, the contrast there.
Yeah, it's ironic.
His daily routine was to keep this public place clean and functional for everybody.
Yeah.
And that ended up being the place where he was so brutally murdered.
Absolutely.
It's really, really sad.
Yeah, and what I think makes it even more disturbing, you know, as we detailed in our reporting on nextchapternews.com, was the way that his body was discovered.
Right.
I mean, Chuck was found murdered inside the rest stop's utility room.
Right.
And the details are, you know, they point to something that goes way beyond just a random fight or altercation.
Right. And the article that's still on our site lays out how grim this scene really was.
Yeah.
I mean, his body was bound, and the cause of death, we know now, was a single gunshot wound to the chest.
Right.
And the fact that his body was bound and there's only one gunshot wound, that raises some questions. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
It definitely suggests that whoever did this planned it out.
Yeah, absolutely. It was deliberate.
This wasn't some kind of, you know, heat of the moment kind of thing.
Yeah, this wasn't some kind of spontaneous thing, no.
Right. So immediately after this happened, investigators had a little bit of hope, right? They had something to go on.
Yeah, there was a possible lead.
Right. Witnesses said they saw two young black men leaving the rest stop.
Right, yeah.
And they were seen getting into a dark Volkswagen and then heading south on I-85.
Right.
And of course, we covered that pretty heavily when it first happened on nextchapternews.com.
Oh, yeah, that was front page news for us at the time.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, the authorities, they did what you would expect them to do, right? They jumped on it. They started circulating sketches of these two guys.
Right.
Hoping that someone, you know, would recognize them and maybe be able to provide piece of the puzzle. But as we've been reporting on nextchapternews.com over the years, those leads, those initial leads, they dried up. They went nowhere.
Yeah, they just vanished, like poof, gone.
It's almost as if that dark Volkswagen and the two men in it just disappeared completely.
Yeah.
So here we are today, March 16th, 2025. It's been more than 3 decades.
Wow.
And no arrests have been made.
Wow. That's a long time.
Yeah. And, you know, this case, it still hangs over Cleveland County. It's this constant reminder of unanswered questions.
It really makes you think, you know, how can people just, like, disappear?
It does.
Like, completely vanish.
Right.
It's crazy.
Like they were never even there.
Yeah.
And that's really what we want to try to unpack today, right? We want to take what we know based on the facts that we've reported on nextchapternews.com and really examine the questions that are still unanswered.
Absolutely.
What does the evidence tell us?
Yeah.
And why does this case continue to have such a strong hold on this community?
Right. So let's go back to the basics.
Yeah.
The stuff that we've documented on nextchapternews.com.
Okay.
Chuck Porter, NCDOT employee, murdered September 26th, 1993 at that I-85 rest stop. Two young black men seen leaving the scene in a dark Volkswagen heading south. Despite the witnesses and the investigation that followed, no one's been arrested. No one's been held accountable.
And we have to acknowledge that, as we've covered in our updates on nextchapternews.com, the Cleveland County Sheriff's Office, they haven't forgotten about Chuck Porter.
No, of course not.
Under Sheriff Bill Beam, who was the sheriff at the time, and then later under Sheriff Alan Norman, who took office in 2002, this case, it stayed active.
That's good.
They're committed to finding answers.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah. So when we think about why those original leads didn't go anywhere. It's important to remember what forensic science was like back then, in 1993.
Right.
I mean, DNA analysis, which is so common now, it wasn't as advanced as it is today.
Not even close.
Right.
They needed way bigger samples to get results back then.
Yeah, they needed a lot more to work with.
And the databases, they were much smaller.
Right, not nearly as much to compare to.
And surveillance technology, I mean, forget about it.
Right, especially in an area like that rest stop, a more rural area.
Yeah, there were probably no cameras anywhere.
Right. So, while today, investigators might have all kinds of digital evidence and these really advanced forensic techniques, back in 1993, they were stuck with eyewitness accounts and old-school investigative methods.
Right, yeah.
So that leads us to, you know, some of these questions that are still unanswered. Was this a random act of violence? Was this a robbery gone wrong?
I don't know. The fact that Chuck Porter was found bound and with just one gunshot wound, it makes the robbery theory seem less likely to me.
I agree.
It seems like whoever did this, they were in control. They had a specific goal in mind. It doesn't seem like they were just trying to steal something.
Right, exactly.
Mm.
So then we have to consider other possibilities.
Yeah, darker ones.
What if Chuck Porter stumbled onto something illegal happening at the rest stop? Or maybe near the rest stop? We know that interstate corridors can be hubs for illegal activity.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Could this murder have been tied to something like that?
It's a tough thought. But we have to at least consider it.
Right. What if Chuck Porter himself was the target?
Hmm.
I mean, it's hard to imagine why someone would target a rest stop worker.
I know.
Right? Mm-hmm. But without knowing more about his personal life, it's a question that we can't ignore.
Right.
And then there's the two men in the Volkswagen.
Right.
That's the most solid lead investigators had.
Yeah.
But they're still unidentified.
It's wild.
They were heading south on I-85 toward South Carolina. It seems like they were trying to get out of North Carolina fast.
Yeah, probably.
But the fact that no one ever identified them or that car, it's almost unbelievable.
It really is.
Like they vanished into thin air.
Totally. And, you know, it's important to remember, as we've said on nextchapternews.com, that Chuck Porter, he wasn't just a name in a cold case file.
Right.
He was a person. He was part of the community. He was doing his job, working for the NCDOT, you know, trying to contribute.
Absolutely.
And his death left a hole in the lives of his family and friends.
And Sheriff Norman, you know, his comments, which we've highlighted in our updates on nextchapternews.com,
yeah,
they really underscore how dedicated they are to giving closure to families in cases like this.
Yeah.
That commitment to justice, it doesn't just go away because time passes.
Exactly.
And that's why those tip lines are still active.
Right.
So, if anyone out there has any information, anything at all, even if they think it doesn't matter,
right,
they can call the Cleveland County Sheriff's Office at 704-484-4888 or Cleveland County Crime Stoppers at 704-481-8477. And remember, with Crime Stoppers, you can remain anonymous.
Right.
And sometimes there's even a reward. Even after all these years, just one little piece of information, it could be what they need to solve this case. It's amazing to think about that.
It really is.
You know, it's also worth thinking about the place where this all happened.
Yeah.
A rest stop.
Right. You know, just a place where people stop for a little bit during their travel.
Stretch their legs.
Yeah, exactly.
Use the bathroom.
Exactly. And now, this particular rest stop on I-85, it's a constant reminder of this brutal crime.
Yeah.
This place where a normal Sunday afternoon turned into something so tragic.
It gets heavy.
It really is. It's a strange contrast, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
We build this huge network of highways to connect us, right? Yeah. To make it easy to move around and do business.
Right.
But then you have a case like Chuck Porter's murder.
Yeah.
It shows how these same roads, they can be places where horrible things happen.
And where people can just disappear, almost like they were never there.
It's like they just blend in with the traffic and disappear.
It's a scary thought.
It really is.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into the Chuck Porter case, which, by the way, we're still following very closely at nextchapternews.com, I keep coming back to this one question. What does it mean about our society when someone can be murdered like this in such a public place and the people who did it can just vanish? It really makes you think, what's missing from this puzzle? Could someone out there have the answer? Maybe someone who stopped at that rest stop that day or saw something on I-85. It's a question that stays with me, and it's one that I hope, with continued attention from everyone and the hard work of law enforcement, will eventually be answered. We can only hope.
I hope so, too.